You're listening to SBS News.
Former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn was blocked from leaving Japan after he was bailed on financial misconduct charges ahead of his April trial. Japanese officials confiscated his Lebanese, French and Brazilian passports, but that did not stop him from fleeing to Lebanon, which does not have an extradition treaty with Japan. Lebanese media are reporting Mr. Ghosn escaped house arrest in Japan inside a musical instrument case with the assistance of his wife, a Gregorian band, and a team of former Special Forces officers. He is then reported to have boarded a private jet to Turkey before going on to Lebanon. This neighbour in Beirut stopped to leave Ghosn a welcome back card at his front gate, but says he doesn't know him well.
I thought it's a good thing that at last he's out of being locked up for something which he may or may not, probably not, have done. And if he did, then the Japanese have just as much to answer for as he does. That's enough.
Junior French Finance Minister Agnès Pannier-Runacher says the government was unaware of his movements.
Je suis très surprise. Pas de commentaire particulier.
I'm very surprised. I have no specific comment for the moment because we must understand what exactly happened. We have a duty of consular support for all French citizens, which we did do because, in fact, we intervened very precisely to facilitate the detention conditions of Mr. Ghosn. Because Mr. Ghosn is a citizen like anybody else, he is not above the laws, but he must have consular support like all French people who are faced with the judicial system of another country.
Comme tous les Français qui font face à la justice d'un autre pays.
When asked by reporters if Mr. Ghosn was wrong to flee to Japan, Ms. Pannier-Runacher says the situation is complicated by his three citizenships.
I think that if a foreign citizen was fleeing the French judicial system, we would be very angry. And on the other hand, he is a Lebanese, Brazilian and French citizen, and he benefits from consular support like all French citizens.
Once one of the world's most powerful automotive figures, Ghosn was arrested in November 2018 and accused of underreporting his Nissan income by a substantial $113 million. He was sacked by Nissan just days later, but has maintained his innocence throughout the process. Upon arriving in Lebanon, Ghosn issued a statement saying he would no longer be held hostage by a rigged Japanese justice system where guilt is presumed. In Tokyo, Mr. Ghosn's lawyer, Junichiro Hironaka, says he did not know his client was going to flee and has no way of contacting him.
It was an unexpected surprise. I'm shocked and confused. I'd like to say that's the situation I'm in now. I will let the court know we are baffled regarding this situation. I will provide the court with any information we receive.
The lawyer went on to call Mr. Ghosn's actions unforgivable.
Of course, what he did is unforgivable because it is against bail conditions. In regards to the Japanese judiciary, whether it is a betrayal or a violation, that is not good, but that is another matter, and I can understand the feelings of doing something that you shouldn't. Although it is normally something that you shouldn't do, there are many ways in which I can understand his feelings.
The case drew the world's attention to the criminal justice system in Japan, where suspects can be interrogated for 8 hours at a time without a lawyer present. Mr. Ghosn says he hasn't fled justice, but rather he has escaped injustice and political persecution. It's unlikely this will be the last the world will hear from Mr. Ghosn. He says his escape means he can now communicate freely with the media, something he plans to start doing as early as next week. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.